This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
It's the start of this year's legislative session, and leaders are already split over how to budget new money coming to South Dakota. Online retailer Amazon is starting to collect sales tax on South Dakota purchases next month. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, its timing could pose a planning issue.
Charging both state and local sales tax for South Dakota purchases in February. Democrat and State Senator Billy Sutton says lawmakers should include those dollars in the budget that starts July 1st.
That should play into our 2018 revenue projections, at least to some degree. I mean, the estimates prior to this were that we were missing out on $30 to $40 million a year in sales tax that wasn't being collected and remitted because of online purchases.
Sutton says Amazon's share of online sales is a decent chunk of that estimate, so it should result in millions more for South Dakota's coffers. He says the money should flow to the state's priorities. Amazon is sending its first sales tax payment to the state at the end of March. The legislative session ends weeks before those dollars arrive. State leaders say they cannot accurately predict the amount of money sales from Amazon generate. Governor Dennis Dugard says he'd need to use a year's worth of sales, and Amazon won't share that information. The governor says lawmakers should make an intentionally low guess this year and more accurately budget the online sales tax dollars in another legislative session.
We'll have a full year's worth of history by the time we adjourn next year. So I think we're going to have to, again, create a budget that's very conservative for revenue estimates. And then if it turns out that revenue comes in better than that, we can adjust our budget for fiscal year 18 a year from now.
Dugard says he supports budgeting to conservative numbers because it's difficult to take money away from programs when revenues fall short. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina.
South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says he wants the legislature to update the state's wiretapping laws. The move is part of an overall attempt to address the state's methamphetamine epidemic. Dugard says the update allows police to monitor drug trafficking. Dugard says right now law enforcement can use court orders to tap into landline phones.
But there's no provision in the law for cell phones because the law was written before cell phones were in existence. So it simply adds cell phones to the existing statute and doesn't invade privacy any differently than one might consider it threatened. The safeguard is the judge.
Dugard says criminals produce meth on an industrial scale and bring it to the state. He says cell phones play a role in drug trafficking. And South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says South Dakota laws need to reflect this change. He does admit that often it's not the laws that hinder law enforcement, it's technology's limits.
Technology and text messages and Snapchats, it's a function not of the law needing to change, but how long you keep that information. And it's the same thing I tell my 12-year-old son when it comes to Snapchats and everything. You know, be careful when you use that technology because oftentimes, you know, we are able to go back in if it's something we need to and perhaps be able to accomplish obtaining that information. But as a matter of safety, be careful what you Snapchat. Be careful on Facebook what you post, particularly when it's with children.
Jackley says these various social media sources make it much easier for people to gather personal information. He says guardians should be aware of their children's online presence for the child's safety. The head of South Dakota's Supreme Court says the probation system in the state is stretched thin with rising rates of drug-related offenses. Chief Justice David Gilbertson took time to reiterate the savings of the state's probation program as opposed to incarceration during his annual State of the Judiciary speech before lawmakers. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this report.
Chief Justice David Gilbertson calls the rising rates of addiction in South Dakota a new wave of evil. He says the drug problem in South Dakota has exploded. Gilbertson says drug crimes accounted for 41% of prison admissions in the last fiscal year.
Judge Susan Sabers estimates in Minnehaha County her criminal docket, 95% of the felony cases she sees are for meth-related offenses. and it's no different in the rural areas. Sheriff Kurt Hall of Fault County estimates that 90% of those in his jail are there because of drug use, and 100% of the domestic abuse calls involve drugs.
Gilbertson says the state's focus on alternative sentencing methods, which include probation instead of jail time, saves the state money. Gilbertson also touched on the state's mental health needs. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, South Dakota is a mental health care shortage area.
I believe that many of these unfortunate South Dakota citizens are veterans who have run afoul of the law because of PTSD or other service-related problems or attempts to self-medicate or mask their problems through substance abuse. We owe these disabled veterans much more than to warehouse them in a jail cell.
Gilbertson says blending that with the criminal justice system is problematic. He says having people with mental illness waiting in county jail for competency evaluations costs the state money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
Chief Justice David Gilbertson says the number of South Dakota adults on probation outweighs the number of those in prison, county jails, and drug and alcohol treatment programs combined. Around 2013, the state gave more consideration to probation rather than increasing the jail and prison population. In the last 2 years, law enforcement has seen an increase in methamphetamine and opioid-related addiction. Gilbertson says the national recommendation probation caseload per officer is around 80.
That if our numbers continue to increase like they have the last 5 years, there's going to be a need for more probation officers. We're already nearly 50% over what the recommended maximum is, and you have to spend significant time with each probationer. You just don't say hi, goodbye, and still expect to have quality supervision. You can't just let them run loose.
During his State of the Judiciary speech, Gilbertson placed an emphasis on increasing the personnel for drug and alcohol courts. He says the money saved by probation emphasis rather than incarceration is a bargain. According to Gilbertson, the number of adult felons on probation in South Dakota is more than 8,500. And South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says relations between tribes and the state made continued progress in 2016. During his annual State of the State address, the governor pointed to tax agreements and conservation efforts on the reservations as examples. But one lawmaker says the governor failed to address the major issue in Indian country right now. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the report.
Representative Sean Bordeaux is a Democrat from the Rosebud Reservation. Bordeaux says he wanted to hear more about the Dakota Access Pipeline. He says many tribal governments have passed resolutions condemning the project. Bordeaux says it's a worldwide issue that Dugard didn't address.
So to have our own governor not speak about it is a little bit of an issue for the native folks, especially those folks who are still out there suffering in the cold as we sit here in a warm building. So if it's enough of an issue for those folks and for all the tribal communities to pass resolutions, as our tribal council did at the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, then I think the governor should take a little closer notice of what's happening and try to see how he can improve or what can be done regarding the race relations.
Bordeaux points to the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe rescinding contact with the state after officers with the South Dakota Highway Patrol gave aid to North Dakota law enforcement. Governor Dugard says there were a few hiccups with the Crow Creek Tribe this year.
It's one thing to talk about that when one is upset about something. It's another thing to recognize that terminating the gaming or the tax collection agreement with Crow Creek means a loss of about $800,000 to that tribe. And so I think upon reflection, that was recognized.
During his speech, Dugard says he hopes to have tax collection agreements with all 9 tribes in South Dakota. He says that would be the first time in state history. The second ever State of the Tribes address is set for Thursday afternoon. Chairman Robert Flying Hawk of the Yankton Sioux Tribe is the keynote speaker. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free SD.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.